Medicine Buddha verse of praise and mantra also on page 34. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teata om bekanze bekanze mahabekanze bekanze raja samugate soha teata om bekanze bekanze mahabekanze bekanze raja samugate soha teata om bekanze bekanze mahabekanze bekanze raja samugate soha Teata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raza samugate soha Teata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raza samugate soha Teata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raza samugate soha Okay. Now the four measures, also on page 34, three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering, the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now on page 37, we'll chant the two mantras. First, the one for Chenrezig, Buddha of Great Compassion, not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the verse of praise and mantra for Green Taro. Also on page 37. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator mother. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Now go to page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. Yeshua will lead us in the Refuge and Generating Bodhicitta prayer.
Please think of something good, something positive. Okay, if you can set up like altruistic attitude, even though you are not able to follow the prayer, that's okay. Just generate altruistic attitude or intentions, wanting to benefit others for the sake of your own happiness. So then. If you are not able to follow the prayer, that's perfectly fine, okay? But I'm not discouraging you to follow the prayer. If you cannot follow, don't worry. Or just think, try to generate altruistic attitude or intentions that wants to benefit other for the sake of your own happiness and calm mind. Okay. Then just think that you are present in this spiritual sanctuary, everybody else being present here to benefit others. So that's the whole meaning. Saying this prayer, okay? Repeating this prayer. Sanje Chodan Soje Chonan La Chanjom. Dage Cheshe Jeve Sonamje Andola Pinja Sanjum. Sanje choda soje chonam la chanjo bardo dale dage chuje jebe sonam je andola penje sanje ndu Sanje choda soje chonam la chanjo bardo dale jalone dage chuje jebe andola penje sanje ndu ma sho Good morning. Good morning. This is in case if you didn't sleep very well last night, welcome to take nap. Good evening, sir. Good morning. Everyone on Zoom, Patagonia, everybody, anybody watching on YouTube?
Yes.
Good evening.
Quite a few on YouTube.
No. So, my teacher is coming here on October, actually he's going to be here October 26th, but he's going to officially teach at the center on November 5. So I requested, because there's a number of people at the center want to receive initiations. So long as my teacher or higher ranking lamas are around, I refuse to give any initiations. So last 20 years, I did not give any initiations. I want you to receive from the best of the best. So that's why my teachers coming here. If you're interested to receiving initiations, there are like requested, we center requested 4 initiations. First one, Vajrayogini, so then Yamantaka, so then Green Tara. Then the last one is for your long, healthy, happy life. White Tara, long life, empowerment. No commitments. Good news. No commitments. No commitments. So, and I like, want you to take this opportunity. I said, take advantage of these opportunities. So, then also relieve the burden from my shoulder. You expecting me to give initiation power, that's not going to happen power till I reach, if I live up to 70 years old, so then maybe. So not very soon. So now this is opportunity. I highly encourage you to take advantage on these opportunities. No reason to be panic. Oh, maybe there's this commitment, that commitment. So when I talk to my teacher, 2 days ago, so my teacher is a very easygoing person. So, if that's what my teacher likes to do, so then I highly recommend you to take the advantage of these opportunities, okay? Then there will be series of teachings also, series of teachings. Okay. What else, Ramasi? Am I missing anything?
Geshe, can you talk to taking the full initiation compared to taking it as a blessing?
Well, that's up to you. So, like, go home? got quite excited to say go home, so that's generally speaking, those first 2 initiations does have commitments. You know, when we asked my teacher, he's not much talking about commitment. He's basically indirectly encouraging people to come. So that's my teacher's style. So, so I'm not going to talk about commitment here. So I will leave that up to him. So he looks like he's going very easy. So that's up to him. Generally speaking, there's like Bodhisattva vow, Tantric vow, Tantric vow, and Bodhisattva vow. First 2 initiations is part of the initiations, but I'm not sure what my teacher is going to say. So I will leave up to him. So you are going to see him very soon. So anyway, regardless of commitment, you should come. You should come, you know, no reason to be panicked. And like according to the history of Buddhism, particularly Mahayana Buddhism, and within the Mahayana Buddhism, then Vajrayana Buddhism, so the Tantra teaching may not happen every Buddha that descend to our world. This is the 4th Buddha out of 1,000 Buddha will descend to our world. Shakyamuni Buddha is the 4th. So the Maitreya Buddha's time, probably there will be no Tantra teachings. So then after that, I'm not sure how many, so there may be 1 or 2 within 1,000 Buddha will descend. Maybe I don't remember when, maybe what number, I don't remember, but there will be, but it's way, how do you say, way in the future. So it may happen maybe 1 time or 2 times, but it's way in the future. I don't remember the number. There will be 1,000, some say 1,002, mainly 1,000. So Shakyamuni Buddha, now that historical Buddha who was born in India, he taught Tantra teachings, Vajrayana teachings. So then now way in the future. So there's another reason to have some seed in your mind stream. So it's good to know. It's very rare. So that's what I'm saying. My point is very rare. So you should take advantage. So then, like, practice. I'm more than happy to help you to explain the practice. It is associated with the Vajrayogini initiation, Yamantaka initiations. I'm more than happy to explain the practice rather than giving you the initiations. I want you to receive from my teacher, whom I believe is the best for you. So, okay. So this, you know, initiation should not be like given, like simply you know how to do. It's not that difficult to do. Doesn't mean I do know how to do, but I'm more concerned about the qualifications. Qualifications. So my teacher is fully qualified, so at least you're receiving from the qualified teacher, not like lazy monks like me. Okay. So then November 15, which is like a special holiday in Buddhist calendar. So I haven't asked my teacher, so I'm just assuming that he will accept my request. I'm going to request him oral transmissions of some foundation of good qualities, three principles of extra power, enlightenment, and the number of people at the center doing this practice. So then multiple mantra oral transmissions. So oral transmission, what that means, it means like, since Shakyamuni Buddha, the historical Buddha, now 2,500 something years ago, from there, it's like Buddha told me, I told you, she told you, you too. It's kind of continuous. It doesn't never broke. You know, it's continuous. Or Buddha taught Hamula, Hamula taught you, then you told her, then it's kind of continuous. That's called oral transmissions. So that doesn't matter when you recite mantra. If there's any blessing running through this lineage, so then you received already received that. So that's what oral transmission means. So that means the mantra is like it's continuous without breaking. It's continuous till now. So the certain initiation now, even though all the textbooks are there, you can't perform. Why? Because lineage is broke. Maybe you are the last person who received these initiations, and somehow you didn't get a chance to offer somebody else, then you die, then that lineage kind of finish. So even all the books there, so you are not going to make much progress, even just starting the book, trying to, because the lineage, the blessing, the lineage is already broke. Means it died with one person who has the initiations, then somehow maybe middle of the mountain meditating, not many people around, and you decide to dedicate the rest of your life meditating so people can get up there, you are not willing to go down, and you kind of like pass away, then that lineage is now broke. Okay. So in that case, even the everything's explanation textbooks here, you can offer. There's no blessing there. Okay, so that's quite important, oral transmissions. So November 15, I'm just assuming that my teacher will accept the request. That's my idea or plan to, you know, so then I also encourage you to come. Because you do recite some mantras, maybe Tara mantra, medicine Buddha mantra for your health, Tara mantra to achieve. What are you looking for? So then certain mantras to remove the obstacles. You know, there are many obstacles. This life comes with many obstacles. So then top of that, our mind create more obstacles. So that we need some practice to deal with those obstacles, you know. So just human, certain obstacles is hard to just you to deal. So then you need some power to deal with those obstacles. So you can gain those power through spiritual practice. So this whole idea of reciting, a certain mantra dedicated for removing life, removing obstacles, certain mantras to achieving something, some mantras for, for your health. Okay? And then, can you, what else?
Geshe, I just want to help clarify if a student does not want to take the full initiation, does not want to take the vows or the commitments, they can still come. They're encouraged to come. Is this
right? That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct. Later on, if you find some mistake in the textbook, please call my teacher, not me. Since those are my teachers, easygoing. So, I have nothing to say. So, he's the one who makes the decisions. So, this occasion, okay. Tene, what else?
And then the other two things to let people know about. We have a special event of Khenpo Rinpoche will lead us in circumambulation. On Saturday of the Thanksgiving weekend, and that will be here, of course, and part of that, he'll bless the path for us, our new circumambulation path. Also, he will be arriving in Raleigh on October 26th, a Wednesday at 4 p.m., and everybody is encouraged to come to the airport, bring your katas, bring flowers, and we'll all line up and welcome him to our city and our center.
How long has it been here since he came here?
It's been 11 years, Geshe-la.
11 years? Oh, same. I haven't seen him 11 years. Same. But I do see him on Facebook, or not Facebook, as I did first time, sometimes. So that's, I think there will be announcement. It's all descended in the mailing list, all the announcement.
Yes, we've been sending announcements. Also, just be ready that things change. And so keep up with the announcements. And, this is a great opportunity to go with the flow and just enjoy having a teacher of this incredible power here with us.
So now, please, before we start, so would you mind to take a short moment to introduce to each other, to yourself? So introduce, maybe. You could take 10 minutes, 5 minutes, doesn't matter. So,
For those on Zoom, the airport date is Wednesday, October 26th, 4 o'clock at RDU.
I do a lot of Zoom, so I know I miss people. I said I do a lot of Zoom, so I know I miss a lot of people.
Good morning, Emily. Good morning, Tashi Dele, Alexandra, I think you're eating your breakfast. Good morning, Carmen. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Bob from Italy. Good morning, Tara. Good to see you. Good morning, Giovanna. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Venerable Kando. Good morning, Nicole. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Renee. Good morning, Dr. Brown. Dr. Brown, are you awake? Good morning, Chitra Matra. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo. Good morning, Suzanne Mandi. Good morning, Patty Hammond. Good morning, Tenzin Lamo. Tenzin Lamo. Good morning, Chetan. Thank you for translating people back in the Patagonia. Good morning, Marcelo Fernanda. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, all the people on YouTube. Good morning.
Thank you.
Hi, Vincent, how are you?
Yes.
Good, good, good to see you.
I'm everyone's excited to see you.
Yeah.
Since I was able to travel to
Bangalore,
and he told me to bring my family back in 2020.
Oh.
The summer of 2020, so that did not happen.
Yeah, as well. Yeah, yeah. Right, right. Good morning, Paul.
One question I think people will have is how much of all the ceremonies will be in English? Will everything be translated?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I will tell. Okay. Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you, wonderful. David just mentioned, I think it's an important point, all the teaching is going to be in English, in Tibetan, but my teacher don't speak English. So you have to bear with my English, so broken English. I'm supposed to be the interpreter. So I will try to translate. So there will be another Gishis, one of my friends from Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's coming down. So between me and him, so we'll try all our best to translate English, okay? But he's going to teach in Tibetan, but I will translate. So you need to bear with my broken English. Or maybe it's too soon for you to learn Tibetan because only like... So, yeah. Today, any questions? Yeah.
Last week you were teaching on the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra, and we had gotten to one part about attachment, and then you were going to move to number 6, and we don't know what that is.
That's very good. Of course, generally speaking, you know, so. Not like I say the problem. Like problem is not seeing compassion is something that we desperately need. When it comes down on your own happiness and happiness of other living beings, the compassion is very much needed. But we are not taught importance of compassion. There's not you are probably not taught in school. The importance of compassion. The school are not designed, structures around the importance of compassion. You know, it's like competitions. being successful, mainly very much competition is very much encouraged. So there's no, it's not, I say, it's, what is lacking is compassion. So I, because you know, we need to, I say, to keep our mind open, because we need to think bigger. When you think about, you know, like everybody wants something, everybody looking to be loved, looking to be care, looking to be, I say, hug, or like, not just you, everybody else. So there's nothing to do with the religion, that's the fact. So regardless if you are Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, atheist, you ask them, we like to be loved, everybody, answer will be same, yes. Answer will be same. That is the fact. There's nothing to do with religions. So it's very important us to understand that. Very important us to understand that. The best way to, as the best way of having happier life, and like not just stuck with the ideas that what I can get all the time, not even thinking a moment, giving anything to anybody else. That's not how you will survive happily. That's the best fact, because everybody's looking for something. No, don't act like that you are the only one who's looking for something. That's ignorance. There's no wisdom. So compassion is very, very important, very important. One Tibetan person 2 weeks ago asked me, so when you see someone's going through some difficulties, you have tears, and like, I'm not sure, I'm going to ask that question to you. So when you witness someone who's going through some difficulties, of course you feel sad, you sympathize. Sometimes there's really nothing you can do. Sometimes there's something you can do, but you refuse to do. Maybe there's all kinds of reasons. So anyway, so he was wondering, what I told him is you don't call it pain or suffering, that emotions that rise, feeling sad, or, you know, you could have tears, maybe somebody's going through some difficulties. Do you think that's suffering or pain or compassion? He was wondering, the Tibetan man wondering, Krishna, does this suffering? I told him it's not suffering, it is compassion. It's not pain. And he's saying like it's pain or it's suffering, but I think it's not really suffering. In my view, that's compassion, that's strength. In my view, that's strength. There's not weakness, there's a strength. Because you felt bad because someone's going through some difficulties. Please think about that. If you can give me answers, think about that. Is this suffering or is strength? Is that weakness or strength? In my observation, that's strength. That is compassion. It's not suffering. So anyway, so last week, so talking about importance of compassion based on this six-syllable mantra, I explained five of them, and now come to the last one. So this is very important. So I myself trying every single day, I'm trying all my best to remind myself, heavily relying on word that I remember by heart, saying it and pausing and trying to integrate or implement. You can't just assume, oh, that person is wearing nice clothes. You can't just assume that person has no issue. Everybody's struggling, everybody, including yourself, everyone, everybody's struggling. The best, give something. Best, give something. It doesn't matter. That person shares the same religious beliefs as you, that's not important. Why is it important? That's not important. If that person is eating the same food as you do, not important. If that person is not drinking butter tea, the Tibetan people love the butter tea, black tea, butter, salt, milk all together, butter tea. It's not, it's kind of silly to refuse to give somebody because that person doesn't drink butter tea. That's very silly. We have all kinds of excuses that we come up with not to help, so that's unfortunate. That's very unfortunate. The best to give. If not, restrain from harming them. If somebody harms you, you don't feel good. Same thing if you harm somebody else, they don't feel good. When they don't feel good, when you recognize they don't feel good, and you may say, oh, I'm happy because I hurt that person. But deep down, you don't feel good. Deep down, you have to be honest. Deep down, you don't feel good. How you can feel good? As a human nature, as I mentioned last Sunday, when somebody's falling down, you don't say, oh, great that you fall down. I'm highly happy. I'm very happy that you fall down. Oh, not just that you broke your bone. I'm so happy. Like, oh, we don't say that. What we say, are you okay? So that human nature is rising, that you know, you make sure that person is okay. You don't know that person believe in Buddhism. You don't know that person believe in same religion you do. You don't ask those questions. You ask, are you okay? That indicate human nature to want to keep. But you know, there's all kinds of disturbing thought interrupt. Dunga Tamutsana meditations, look around. Who wants suffering? Nobody. It's not about religion, just look around. Ask each person, do they want suffering? Answer will be no. Dela namya choshe mevanis. When it comes down on happiness, nobody's content, including yourself. Nobody content. Is that fact? It is fact. Dunga tamutsa me meditation. Dela namya choshe mevanis. Dada shela da yourself share other. There's no differences. You may think there's differences. There's ignorance. There's not wisdom. There's no differences. Therefore, based on that reality, if you wish others to be happy, you get the most out of this precious human life. You get the maximum benefit. That's why you do this practice. Not because you are Buddhist. No. That's the fact. Nobody wants even the smallest suffering. Nobody. You are sport team, none of them wants slightly sufferings. Your political team, none of them wants small sufferings. Nobody wants slightly suffering. That is the fact. That's the fact. Doesn't need to prove. Just ask. Dela namya choshe mevani. When it comes down to happiness, nobody's content, including yourself. Are you content? No. Same thing. Based on that fact, there's no difference between you and others. Therefore, if you cherish others, you get maximum benefit. That's why you do this practice. If you want maximum benefit in your life, if you want to enjoy a calm mind, peaceful mind, that's what you do. I myself try every single day to remind myself importance of that through word that I remember from the prayer books, trying to remind myself. Next time something happens, some kind of conversation about the paint on the wall moving furniture from here to there, redecorating in your house. You just sit back, take your time, breathe. And it allows, it gives you the chance to precisely assess the situations before you react. You go back to the mechanism as I just explained. Don't have troublesome imagination. Nobody wants any sufferings. So you are now, that moment, you are fully aware. That is your base or foundations. You to get maximum benefit. No matter what kind of circumstance, you should not lose that knowledge. That knowledge should be present, then you get the maximum benefit. Otherwise, you know, maybe make things or some things not that important. We make like, so we just exaggerate those so important, or like, should not be here, they should be here, like, oh, they're all the small things in the mix. Just make our life miserable, that's all, nothing else. So it's very important, very important. So now back to the mantra. This is called six-syllable mantra, mantra of compassion. When you recite that, what do you think? You think about compassion, importance of compassion, and the power of compassion. The compassion, they give you strength. So the last one, the last syllable is called here. This is the last one here. The last one. So that eliminate or elevate you from anger. Am I right? Anger, last one. Oh. Why we get angry? Good question. Very good question. Legitimate questions. Practical question. Why we get angry? Because we have desire. That's a simple answer. We have desire. That's why we get angry. How? Oh, we have two types of desire. Desire to want something. Desire to not want something. How is that? Aversion. Aversion. Midya Chana, Shantideva, around 8th centuries, already said that book has been written around 8th centuries. That book has been written around 8th centuries. So, what he said, well, you could say he's like a professor who did a lot of research. How to deal with anger. So there's a book he wrote, it's called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. The chapter number 6 has the more page, because anger is the most destructive emotions that unfortunately we have. So the dealing with that is not easy, it requires some effort, some understanding, not just mere faith. It requires some understanding. Therefore, the chapter number 6 has the most page. In that chapter, what he said, Midya Chetan Deva is two types of desire, wanting to something, not wanting to something. Midya Chetan Deva is very much active throughout the day, very much active, by the way. If you don't take your time, you may react right away, so there's no going to, there's no good. Midya Chetan Deva is Kejebale Jungjubas. Ke means obstacles. Now, obstacles taking place between the desires, okay. You have this word in English? Maybe not. Maybe if you read chapter number 6, you'll find there. I'm not sure where, in the beginning, the middle, somewhere there. Maybe in the very beginning. I think it's the very beginning. Not very, very beginning, but a few stands in down the road. Chapter number 6, just read from the beginning, so you'll find. After a few stanzas, when you're thinking like that, whether you are standing, doing something, cleaning, you are meditating. Even though you are not sitting like this, you are meditating. Why? You are thinking. Meditation means simply thinking. thinking. What is the purpose of thinking? As I said, same thing. Thinking about this stands out the message or meditating, same thing. What is the benefit? What is the purpose? What is the power of that? It will reduce the disturbing thought. The power of the disturbing thought will be reduced. The best case scenario, it will root out the disturbing thought. Then you have no longer disturbing thought. You are free. You are free. You can imagine. You will be free from anger. Can you imagine what your life is going to look like? Because you have no anger now. That's the goal. Meditation and thereby Kishapalajunjava, Yimideve, Senyin is when the obstacle is taking place because you want something and somebody is now interrupting you to get that, or you're trying to avoid something, somebody pushing you to approach. So there's the fuel. There's the fuel for anger. So now you found the fuel. If you are thinking, you know exactly what's happening. You are not like overcontrolled by ignorance. You are now fully awake and fully aware what's exactly what's happening. You know inside out very clearly. So now then what we do, we go back into the mode of defense. You can blame, that's all human does. Now you're looking for a mechanism to deal with that. Unfortunately, generally speaking, we rely on anger. We go back to the mode of defense. The very mechanism, the very mechanism we rely on, generally speaking, is anger. Immediately saying in the Shendang theme, you rely on anger. Da, you, yourself. Jom, finish, destroyed. So now, time to think. Is that true? Does that ever happen? Yes, it happened many times. Almost seeing the whole ground is like red because of energy, the amount of energy they produce by anger. You see that almost everything is kind of red like that. Not good physical, it's not good for your health. Do we understand? The anger destroys you, your everything, your every second of happiness will destroy by anger. Do we understand that or not? If you truly understand, more likely you are not going to get angry next time because you know that's like horrible, not good for your health and not good for your mind. And why you do? Why you do again? Doesn't make sense. So outside your house, if there's a hole, you maybe fall down one time. Next time you'll be more aware. Next time you don't go with close your eyes and go there and hoping that you'll fall down again. So that doesn't make sense. Next time what you do, you look and you walk around, or maybe look around if somebody fixed that or not. Then you are become wiser. You have become wiser. And you don't want to fall into that ground, that hole, because you already fall one, maybe like spacing out. How is it spacing? Spacing out? Or maybe something. Next time you could pretend it's not there. So that will not help. That doesn't help. You still look probably going to fall. No. The best thing is to open your eye, look carefully, so then walk around, so then you are not going to fall. Same like that. Do we understand anger is not good for you? Do we understand that? Nothing to do with religion at all. Do we understand that? Do anger destroy your happiness or not? Do we understand that or not? Are you happy when you get angry? Are you happy or not? If you are not happy, why you do? Doesn't make sense. You're just making yourself unhappy. The best thing to make yourself happy, that's the good things to do. It has positive benefit to your health and your mind. And if you are happy, you do something good. Because you feel good, you feel happy, you do something good. If you are unhappy, you are not going to do something good because you are in pain. How you can do something good? You are in deep pain. How you can do something good? You can blame that person because that person is in deep pain. You can act good because you are in pain. This is very important to understand. The moment you get angry, you are in deep pain. You don't feel anything good because you are in pain. Oh. So that's the question that you need to ask yourself again and again. That is meditation. That is meditation. Productive meditations. Productive meditation. So therefore, now having a patience, not the patient who go to hospital, having a patience, make 100% sense. Make 100% sense. Is this something I can do? Yeah, of course you can do. Somebody else did. You are the same as human, you can do. So that means now you have become more wiser, smarter when it's come down on your happiness. Patience. It's good things to have. Anger is not good to have because it destroys your happiness. So the last one, the last syllables. So when you say the mantras, anything, any pain, complications, sufferings caused by anger, when you recite the mantra three times, then you visualize, and then according to Buddhist practice, you visualize the light, white light, emit from our Buddha of compassions, then dissolve into your body, then free yourself from the anger. Free yourself anger, and the deepen the knowledge of the downside of anger and the positive benefit of patience, practicing patience. So this is the blessing. That's the blessing that you receive. I'm meditating on downside of anger and the positive side of patience based on this mantra. So then you change inside out, not outside in, you change inside. So then you get less angry. So to the goal, you're hoping to be free from anger. That's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. Free from anger. Because it's pain. It's called sumu. Sumu, Tibetan word, sumu means pain. Not just pain, deep pain. Oh. So the Shanti Deva continues. Shenda sumu sem chanas. Shedang. It's not just anger. It's like from really deep, like almost like seeing the whole thing through the ground. It's like red. Like that kind of anger. It's raging. Raging anger, not good. That's the last thing we should do, rely on anger. So you are not going to achieve anything. When you go to the airport, you know that there's something happened at the airport. Maybe there's a lot of snow. Airplane cannot get in and out. There's a lot of snow. Meanwhile, you see the airport, people are fighting, like going out of their mind. When you look at the person behind the desk, who's like supposed to help you, when you look at their face, they don't look happy because you are screaming. Meanwhile, practically, there's nothing to do. But you go out of your mind. I don't think that person, even though there's something that person can help, probably that person will not help because you are screaming, yelling. But you are hoping to get some help, but there's not where to get help. Meanwhile, somebody's down there, so calm, peaceful. More like they will get help. There's nothing to religion, that's just fact. That's just fact. You see that at the airport, you know, like people like Yeah, anger is the worst enemy. Never age, never get sick, never go to bathroom, never need to snack or eat, drink. That's no enemy. So they are not there 24 hours to harm you because they need to do, they have tons of things to do. So they get power. They will move around from North Carolina to Boston. So they finish pretty much, physically finish. So the anger is there all the time. They are not going to sleep. They are not going to take vacations like that. She does to me same channels. If you harbor this pain, anger, you will not experience calm mind, peaceful mind. It's finished. I'm not asking you to believe. Just analyze. Just give some time. Analyze what Shantideva said. Is that true? If it's true, then it's time to implement or integrate in your life, you get benefit. Shantideva Sumi Sem Chana Hini Shiva Jamish. Gadam Deva Amilas, Gadam Deva Amilas. There will be no peace in mind. There will be no pleasure in the physical level. There's no real pleasure. Nimi Wongshis. Not able to sleep good. How you can sleep if you have this raging anger? You can't sleep. You cannot sleep. You lose sleep. You lose the wisdom to distinguish between what is right or wrong. Lose that. Lose appetite. Who said, I didn't make this up, who said Shantideva when? Around 8th century. This book is already translated in English, you can read. So that's what exactly means meditating on downside of anger and embrace the practice of patience in order to protect your peace of mind, calm mind, pleasure in the physical body. Physical body doesn't mean like this. Physical pleasure doesn't mean only the body, five senses. Pleasure generated by looking at something nice, shape, color, physical, has a pleasure generated by smelling something good, pleasure generated by listening to nice music, pleasure generated by eating cheesecake, warm chocolate chip cookie from the whole food, pleasure generated by touching something nice. These are all temporary, but it'll be there. When you get angry, all of them gone. All of them gone. So, therefore it's very important. Therefore, it makes 100% sense. May all sentient beings have happiness and cause of happiness. It makes sense. Because why? Because all sentient beings looking for something good. And you are wishing them to achieve that. And not just that, then you are trying to facilitate what they are looking for. Oh, then you get the maximum benefit. Huh? It's nothing to do with religious belief. It's nothing to do with religion. It's the fact. It's the fact. That's why having this attitude, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness, or you get maximum benefit. Because you are thinking something good. People will feel safe around you. This is a good thing. So it's a good thing. Okay. Otherwise, we can just talk and talk and talk. We've been talking here last 22 years. I've been here 22 years. We've been talking. Now it's time to implement, time to integrate. Okay. Remind yourself because it's the best. It's the best. Not the easiest one. Not the easiest one. Getting angry is very easy. But you lose everything. Why you do? Doesn't make sense. This is the best thing. This is the best thing. Be kind. Be compassionate. This is the best thing. You will have more friends. And then of course, you know, you have to have wisdom. Not just compassion, no wisdoms. Compassion without wisdom, you get trapped. Wisdom without compassion, you get trapped. So you need both. You need both. You need both. So then this wisdom and compassion is going to be wings, two wings. Now you can fly well, because now you have two wings. If you only have just one wing, you can fly well. Maybe you can fly from here to there, not very far. Need two wings, okay. So this is all that we human can do, and you should do for yourself. That's your moral responsibility, to take care of yourself. Don't just say, I love myself. That's not good enough. You need to show some actions. If you truly love, respect yourself, the best thing, to practice compassion. Be kind. Be compassionate. Then you could say, I love myself. Then you really love yourself. Less likely you'll destroy your peace of mind. Less likely you'll destroy your peace of mind, because you don't believe getting angry is the best thing. Less likely you'll get angry. So that means you protect your peace of mind. Okay, this is very, very important. Very important. There's the core message in the mind, the practice. The core message is to be compassionate and kind. Please don't think that compassion is a weakness. No. Compassion is the strength and it's the power. It's the power, it's strength. Just experiment. You get more friends, getting angry, yelling, screaming, or being kind and compassionate. Just experiment. Maybe workplace, just scream and shout, how many people run away? They clearly indicate nobody wants to be around. Who wants to be around someplace like screaming, yelling? Nobody wants to be around. Even the cat, I'm not sure about cat, the dog will run away, go away slowly. When you come down, maybe come back, check, I really come down or not, so they'll come down. Even the dog. Okay, so now we recite three mantras, compassion, then visualize the light image. Whomever you believe, according to Buddhism, in the Buddha of compassion, the white light, bright white light image dissolve into your body and eliminate all the stress or pain, suffering they caused by anger, completely be eliminated. So then you yourself become free from anger. Oh. Just imagine that, okay? The Lama will say the mantra three times, then just meditate. Oh.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
So then, thank you very much. So what else I mentioned before, like foundation for universal compassion, or Mahakaruna, universal compassion, that we need some knowledge. According to Buddhism, there are six realms, three lower realms, three upper realms. No matter which realm you are being born, there's complications. So now within the sixth realm, the realm that we are in is called human realm. How many different types of complications that come with simply as a human? Oh, there's eight of them. It's important to remind yourself to make sure you don't get surprised or get shocked. That was expected. That was part of the package. For the sake of knowledge, I myself, as I said, trying very hard, not very hard probably, because I'm lazy. So I'm trying to remind myself on a daily basis, sometimes with mindfulness, sometimes with just mumbling the word, and thinking all kinds of things. Sometimes, you know, there'll be the mindfulness. Reminding myself, okay, there's complication in the birth. Birth, there's complications. It's not just you, everybody else. After that, getting older and older, not just you, everybody else, including the baby was born moments ago. It's aging. Don't see, very obviously, but it's aging. It's not getting younger. That's part of the package. Make sure it doesn't get shocked. So as I told you, when I look at the mirror, I have like one white hair here on my eyebrow, and one here, long one. I don't take them out, I just keep them purposely. Remind myself, that's what's going to happen. It doesn't bother my mind, it doesn't bother. It's just part of the process. Sicknesses, we do get sick here and there. That's part of the package. It's not surprising, it's not a shock. Accepting that as a fact automatically reduce unnecessary stress that you just generate. Death is part of life. It's not dead end, it's detour, according to Buddhism. I remind myself. Dubhata tower, losing loved one, it's part of life. There's nothing you can do. Encountering something that you don't want to encounter, that's part of life. If you encounter somebody that they don't like you for some reason, like I don't know what that, why they don't like you, complicated, another complicated. So try to find out why they don't like. It's just a waste of time. It's just a waste of time. Don't accept that everybody will like you. Don't accept this. Too much to expect. Too much to expect. There's no power, not going to happen. Not going to happen. It's okay. Just let it go. That's part of life. Looking for something, there's no guarantee. Doesn't mean you should stop looking for. No, you can try. Same time, keep in your mind, may not happen. When it's not happened, don't blame yourself. Accept better. Don't blame, I'm so stupid, I'm this and that. That's good. Why are you doing that? No benefit. Why are you doing that? Need to be wiser. There's no guarantee that you are going to find what you're looking for. There's no guarantee you are going to get what you're looking for. There's no guarantee. Just accept that. Life will be less stressful. Accept. Feeling of loneliness is part of life. Feeling of loneliness. Just accept. Then try to connect with many people as possible. Just try to make friends. Make friends. You can make friends. Some humans are making friends. Why in the world you think you cannot make friends? You can make friends. Maybe need some effort to make friends. In order to overcome from the feeling of loneliness, or meditate on bodhicitta. Even though you are physically on the mountain, mentally you are connected to every single living being all the time. You never feel lonely. You never ever feel lonely. Because you are mentally deeply connected to welfare of all mother sentient beings. You never feel lonely. Even though you are physically isolated in somewhere in Himalayan mountains, you always feel connected. So these are the 8 complications that comes with as simple as a human. You encounter all of that. Don't try to resist. Accept. It will help you to automatically reduce amount of unnecessary stress that you develop trying to go against the reality. Just accept. Life will be much easier. See? So there's the human realm. Out of 6 realms, no matter which realm you go, Don't they have a fear, maybe going to Nepal, everything will be fine. No, no. Or maybe going to Machu Picchu, everything will be fine. Or maybe Yellowstone National Park, or Alaska, or maybe climbing Mount Everest. No, no, there's always complications. Vacations, complications. Just keep that in mind. Except, don't go against that. Don't blame friend yourself, you know, maybe like guide, tour guide, or maybe taxi driver, hotel manager, all the blaming game. We've been playing this since from beginning this time. What's the result? Nothing. Nothing. We don't achieve anything blaming yourself, blaming somebody else. What we need to do is to become wiser, wiser. More compassionate, more wiser. Oh, so then your life will have less stress. Oh, okay? So now time is way over. So thank you very much for listening my rubbish. Oh, garbage. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So let's see. Turn to page 246 in the Goal Prayer Book. And we'll read the dedication verse from Master Shantideva's Bodhi Karyavatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. No one be afraid or little, the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers on page 244, prayers for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful, Chenrezig, Chenzen Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And the long life prayer for Sarah J. Kinsen Rinpoche, Jason Losan Dalek. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back on 244, the long life prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche, the one who, you who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manunas victorious doctrine, masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savor myself and other disciples, please, please live long. And then seven green tar mantras for Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sangpo's long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. Thank you all the people on Zoom. Thank you all the people on YouTube. Thank you. Thank you. And have a nice Sunday. Hopefully see you next Sunday again. Oh, yeah.